You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We have got the wonderful Nato from Beast Wars on the line. Morning, Nato. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to chat with you about a very cool project that Beast Wars have been working on. You've got a new album coming out, and it's all covers of Aotearoa tunes. This is pretty exciting. How did this project come to be?
Where do I begin? It's... We actually, after our, so we released an album in 2019, which is our fourth record, and that was all, just our singer had cancer, and it was quite a heavy time for everyone. Making that album was like quite a intense process, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And then, so that took a lot out of us, especially of Matt, our singer, who was, he's cancer-free now, thankfully.
Great news.
Then we re-released our first record in 2021, and then we didn't really jam together for about a year or something.
It's been a weird time, but you've kind of managed to pull through the other side with this very interesting project. Was it a way back into, you know, playing together and writing together again?
It definitely was that, because we got asked to do a song for a Soundgarden covers band, a covers album for an American label. So we hadn't jammed together for about a year, hadn't been in the same room together for a year, but we got asked to do the song, and we all love Soundgarden, so we agreed to do it, and then we started jamming, and we're like, oh, this is actually quite fun hanging out together and making music and redoing a song that we love from another artist.
Totally.
And years ago, Matt had said, oh, you know that Dark Child by Marlon Williams? He's like, I really love that song. He's like, we should do a cover of it. And I was like, well, yeah, that's a great song. But at the time, I was just like, I've got no energy to do that. So we're doing the Soundgarden song, and it turned out really good. And as I said, just hanging out and playing music together was really fun. So that's when the Marlon Williams thing kind of came back. And then just the songs, you know, we got that down, and then it was like, oh, well, maybe we should do a couple more songs. And then it just kind of blew out to being a whole album's worth of just New Zealand songs. And we tried to have a, you know, very strong theme.
Nice.
Through the whole album, so it didn't just seem like some sort of random pick and mix of good tunes, but with no cohesive theme to it.
Yeah, totally. Well, you've got a very strong selection of artists. I feel it's so interesting to start with Marlon as a kind of kickoff point for this, because not necessarily an artist I would have thought of in the same breath as Beast Wars, but I can also totally see how that's going to sound amazing. It's got, you know, the same kind of dark, kind of hectic, gothic themes that you guys quite often explore as well. There's a lot of like shared interest there, so it feels like a good kickoff point. But you've got so many cool people. 3Ds, Julia Deans, Nadia Reid, Children's Hour. I can only imagine how hundies that one is going to sound. You've got Snapper, Superette, the Gordons as well, looking for more ruckus stuff. This is pretty cool. How did you manage to whittle it down? Because it must have been, once you started spitballing, quite the list you were working through.
We could have, yeah. We would. Well, I wanted to call this album Volume 1. Well, you know, Tyranny of Distance, Volume 1. And then Matt was like, no, because that means we'll have to do it again.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, would that be such a bad thing? But I think, you know, it was just a bit fresh at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it was hard. Basically, in the past, we've talked about doing covers, but we've never been able to agree on what song to do. And this time, we're like, okay, well, everyone gets to choose two or three songs each. There's no veto power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone wants to do a song, they have to demo it, share their vision for it, and then we'll do that song.
That's awesome.
So no one could, like, you know, everyone got their own choices on there. But yeah, it did come down to the themes, as I say, like, you know, everything's got a very dark undertone to it, which kind of suits our aesthetic.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all, you know, songs about, you know, despair and grief and loneliness and, you know, just existential dread and frustration and... So it's all themes that already tie into what we have done anyway, and I think maybe it's just a New Zealand sort of...
gothic sensibility.
the gothic New Zealand thing.
Totally. I am very excited by Julia's track. I feel like that's going to be really interesting. And I'm also excited that you've got Julia doing a full metal, like, squally screech on the first single, Waves, which is the Superette song that you've got on here. Did you have to convince Julia really hard, or was she super keen to get on this project?
She was so keen. Well, it actually started because I got in touch with her, and we got in touch with all the artists involved, that we could, and said, hey, we want to do this album. Would you be cool with us doing a cover of your song? And everyone was just like, oh my God, yes. Apart from the only person who, well, obviously Peter Gutteridge, that was, he passed away in 2019 or something or other, but we've been in touch with his family, and his sister supplied us like the original copy of the lyrics from back in 1983 or whatever. And so everyone's been really supportive. I think it was it Dave Mitchell from the 3Ds? He lives in London. He hadn't heard of the band, and it was hard to get in touch with him. And one morning he rung up Matthew and said, Matthew! And Matt was like, oh, yeah, who's this? And he was like, David, I want to know, do you guys blow up amps? And Matt was like, yeah, we blow up amps. We can blow up more if you want.
However many amps you need blown up.
Yeah, so it turns out that David from the 3Ds is really into heavy music.
Sick.
Which we didn't know because, you know, Spooky's such a very gentle and... I mean, you know, 3Ds are a noisy band anyway, but we didn't realise that he was actually into heavy stuff too.
Awesome.
So.
Oh, that's super cool.
But yeah, back to Julia, yeah, because we asked her if we could do one of her songs, and she was like, oh my God, of course. And then I was like, oh, we've got the song, can you sing? She was like, yes. she's just so cool. She's just been so enthusiastic.
Oh, that's so exciting. I love the title. I think it works really well. Tyranny of Distance, it does kind of, I think, tie all these songs together. There is that, like, kind of ponderous, strange, gothic feeling that we've been discussing kind of in that phrase as well. But also, it does sort of tie into the last few years, maybe. At least that's my interpretation of it. Where does it come from for you guys?
Well, it's a lyric in one of our songs from the fourth record. But it's also a lyric in Split End, Six Months in a Leaky Boat.
Mm.
And, should I sing that? Aotearoa, rugged individual, glistening like a pearl at the bottom of the world. The tyranny of distance.
This is great.
Didn't stop the cavalier. So why should it stop me? I'll conquer and stay free. I'm not the singer, I'm the drummer.
That was great, Nato. You could definitely give Matt a run for his money there.
Oh, well, you know, if he pulls a sickie on this tour, maybe I'll fill in for him. I just love those lyrics and, and just the whole, split ends, and we could kind of get them involved in the album very slyly like that too.
Nice. It's a good way to do it. I think we should hit this first track. When is the record coming out, Nato? When's Tyranny of Distance going to be in the world?
October 13th, Friday the 13th, lucky nice. Friday the 13th.
Nice.
So it's a wee while away, but we want to share a lot of songs and a lot of stories from this record and try and get the artists involved in telling these stories about the songs.
Fantastic. Briefly, before we jump into Waves, why did you guys pick the Superette track? What's appealed to you about this song?
I've really loved... a few songs from their album Tiger. That Saskatchewan riff, we've stolen two songs to make this song. We're trying to make mashups cool again. So we've stolen the riff from Saskatchewan and the lyrics from Waves. And I've just always loved that riff, but I've also just loved the lyrics. It's just so dark. And then talking to Dave from Superette, who wrote the song, he told me it's based on a true story, which is just really, I was wondering, because those lyrics are so crazy, and I was like, is this based on a true story? And he was like, yeah, but he didn't really want to talk about, he told me the story, but he said, we don't talk about the whole, what the story is.
You can work it out for yourselves.
Yeah. He was like really cool. I heard from him on Friday when the song came out. He was like, that was like, really good. He said it's inspired me to pick up a guitar again. After playing keyboards for so long. And it's like, well, that's, if he likes it and it's made him want to play guitar again, that's like the best compliment you could get, right?
Hard out. Yeah, that's exactly what you want. So it feels like a hearty, collaborative handshake there when you've got that going on.
For sure, for sure.
Hey, Nato, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. I think we should hit this. Waves, originally by Superette, performed by Beast Wars. Very excited for the rest of this record. Have a great rest of your Monday.
You too. Thanks so much for talking to me. I'll chat to you later on.
Chat to you later.
See ya. Thanks.
BFM.
That is Beast Wars covering Waves. Fantastic track there by Superette, with a bit of a Saskatchewan riff going on as well. Thank you so much to Nato for speaking with us this morning about that project, Tyranny of Distance, coming out on Friday the 13th in October, a full New Zealand covers album. I'm very much looking forward to it. Also loved Julia Dean's Viking scream in the end there of that track. Been a good weekend for Julia Dean's. She just played as well, opening with Jasmine Mary's brilliant gig at the Hollywood on Saturday night. Play some of Jasmine's tracks for you later on. You're on BFM. We'll be back very soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.